Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Well, the man was acquitted, and in that moment, I decided my life was going to be different. I spent a year trying to figure out how we're going to solve this problem. And I didn't really have a solid answer, but I knew that we could solve it one way or another with technology. Technology that's available now, or maybe technology in the future, but really all this stuff is available now. I'm not reinventing the wheel. And then I went to one of my best friends, Ben Miller, who's a C-suite data solutions architect for Prometric, and pitched him my idea. And he said, "Ooh, this is going to be tough." It's like, yeah. He's like, "I don't think that's a good investment." It's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's not about, again, this is my jihad. This is my crusade. I'm not doing this to be a billionaire. I'll be a billionaire, nice. I have other plans for that money. But what I'm trying to say is it doesn't matter what comes at me. I'll learn. I don't find a way to fix the problem. So I just called on everybody I ever knew that is generous and kind and brilliant. And my life is blessed that I was able to surround myself with people like that. Like Bob Cohen, who helped invent the name Swiffer 25 years ago. you meet some interesting people in theater and acting, and made some friends. And I just called up them all and said, "How can you help me?" And I, you know, spent all the money that I had left from my days on the West Coast, and just started building.
Wow. So obviously you had to figure out a lot of things on your own. Tell me one thing that you had to figure out that really took you to the next level. Took the business to the next level, ultimately.
Okay, that I had to figure out on my own?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, to be honest, it happened both before I started the company and continues to this day. And it's, I have to learn to adapt to my own disabilities and the effects of a traumatic brain injury. Sometimes I'm in interviews like this and I have a serious aura, which is a prelude to a seizure. I have memory cognition problems, particularly with words. I guess the only way that I can make this business successful is if I focused on my own personal mental and physical health growth. So that's been the most challenging thing. And that's the thing that I continue to work at every day, just get a little bit better every day. Okay. And sometimes you backslide, you know, some days, you know, I changed my entire existence, how I treated my own health and everything, just so I could succeed at this business.
Amazing. It's almost like, you know, you're not just fighting for yourself, but you're fighting for others as well. You know,
hell yeah.
So amazing. So amazing. Now, you mentioned you have some of your team members are working from different parts of the world. I love that. I have an agency and I actually trademarked my slogan. It's called Globally Minded, Locally Connected.
Good.
You know, I just believe in a workforce, in a workplace where, you know, we're all connected, we're all globally connected, but then there comes that local, you know, connection that we really need, that physical support from friends and family that's instrumental. So tell me what steps did you take to find the right people to build this amazing platform?
You kind of just keep looking. In the very beginning, I met a man at a meetup. I just started going to meetups in Philly where I was. And he was, he works for IBM, Sujeet Powell. But he introduced me to his wife's cousin's brother's girlfriend or something. And then I met Tanmay Conra, and he's been my one of my rocks. You know, if you, we've been together 4 years now. He's, shout out to Tammo. He's going through a big family loss right now. And so, but we sent him our love. And and then we just grew a little bit at a time. You meet people, you get them to be passionate about the problem that you are trying to solve. And when they see the vision that you see, when they see the world that you are going to create together, they want to help you create that world. They want to build that. And that's really, in a nutshell, how it happens. I just brought on a person in Serbia that will probably be our operations manager and then our COO in the very near future. And because he knows that there's a problem, he cares about the problem. And I'll tell you, passion is much more important to me than ability. If you're passionate and have a modern intelligence, you can learn.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. One of the reasons why I asked the question, what did you have to figure out, is that I've realized in entrepreneurship, if you're not able to, or you're not okay with figuring out things, then you should be an entrepreneur. Because if you think you're going to read a book or a blueprint or talk to certain people and know step by step what you need to do to succeed, good luck.
Yeah.
Never planned.
And it won't work.
Yeah. So taking it day by day, my strategy is to take it one day at a time. I do set goals. I do have, my annual goals, my 5-year plan.
Sure.
But they're not, they're not necessarily like, okay, it's just a goal that I'm aiming for, but I don't, and maybe my 1-year plan, I might work it backwards and break it into milestones so that I can actually put action behind it and turn it into a reality. But when it comes to all the hurdles and the problems that I'm going to go through,
never know.
I pause and I'm like, I don't want to think about the problems. I'll deal with them as I go. Because what if I don't even come across those problems? So I just take one step at a time. Maybe I'm a bit too much of an optimist, but hey, it's been working for me really well. I can't complain. Where can people find you? Where can people go to start using Zeer?
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter. I did at Adam David Jones _. I did start a TikTok, but there's not that much on it. you can find Zeer at Zeer Safe is our handle in almost everything.
Nice.
And our website is www.zeersafe.com. But I would like to say you would see me in a film or stage near you, but I don't do that anymore because I don't have the time.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, Elon Musk was on SNL, and that's up there.
You never know. So, hey. But I think in a sense, your acting career is going to help you get on a lot of hopefully shows and news channels and news shows, TV shows, everything, and start sharing your journey. Everything does. If you start looking back and you connect the dots, it all makes so much sense. And I know obviously a very, very tragic event took a turn and brought you here to this point, but look at the number of people's lives you're going to change.
My God, it's so worth it. I would rather be me than somebody's 16-year-old daughter or pop, grandpa. They wouldn't have made it. I was in the prime of my life. I'm tough and I don't give up.
Yeah, I love that. And you shouldn't. And, I have 2 teenage daughters and it's so crazy. We live 5 minutes away from their school and I don't let them walk home or walk to school. And yesterday,
but they love you.
Yesterday, sometimes. Yesterday, my daughter said, why can't we just walk home?
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to embed this fear in her head, but at the same time, like, well, why would you walk home? I can just pick you up. I love picking you up from school and find out how your day went and all of that. But in reality, obviously I love that doing that, but in reality, I'm scared. I'm just scared. Mm-hmm. I'm terrified. I'm just so terrified. And as a mom of two teenage daughters, I'm always looking for different things, different websites, different technology that they could use to protect themselves, mm-hmm. or things that can alert me. And so I'm super excited to share Zeer with them. And I hope the listeners are, you know, can jump on it and look into, well, how can we support you?
Let me be clear. So Zeer is only for institutions at this point.
Okay.
It's not for anybody to use.
Okay.
We are releasing into colleges right now. Mostly nice. Colleges that we already know people in the Northeast. Because 911 cannot receive a lot of the data that we talked about, it's not as valuable. Wow. But if it works on these college campuses, we hope we can move into emergency call centers in LA, for example,
who
I do believe has E911, which is a step down.
So just to be clear, what you're going to do is connect with the college's security and then...
Yes.
Ah, smart. That's a good way to really test...
Exactly.
See, that's genius, I think. I just wish that the government would just give you lots of funding and make this happen at state level, local level, you know, 911 level.
$10 to $15 billion coming down the federal pipeline. It was in the infrastructure package last year. It was stripped away again. I think Senator Duckworth is always leading the charge in that. It's been 10 years in the making.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
It's coming very soon. And like I said, it's inevitable. What I just described to you, we don't have to reinvent anything.
Exactly.
That AI runs in the cloud, on your phone, uses smart, can you leverage smart devices to interpret when you're there, if you're in danger or not? It's coming down the line. So your daughters will be safer, regardless if they walk home by themselves or not in the near future. And so will everybody.
I love it. Yeah. Now, are you thinking about raising money to kind of scale this to a whole different level, or?
Actually, we are. I haven't raised any money until now, but now that we're going to market, we're ready to release to these colleges.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we have a perfect team, you know, a bigger team, right? I mean, it's been 5 of us for like 2 or 3 years.
But
now it's time to grow the team.
Yep.
Grow our outreach, you know. On my board over here, we need to have a people that can take calls, you know, if there's a problem, you know, just to talk people through how to use the product.
Exactly.
So yeah, we are raising a pre-seed round right now. We're in the Stax accelerator.
Nice.
And Stax is our lead investor, and Smart Jobs expressed some interest, and so did some VCs and some angels. So we are raising right now for the first time ever. So that way we don't have to wait to help a lot of people. We can just get out the gate and then release this to 100 million people by the end of next year.
My next question is, how did you manage to get Stax Accelerator to support you guys? That's huge. That's not easy.
It's very, very, very exciting. And I'll tell you the honest to goodness truth. We built our prototype on Ethereum, the blockchain prototype, but we came in the Stax, and the people in that community are far and beyond some of the best people I've ever met. Yeah. They're trying to solve real problems. They're trying to help people in so many different ways. So how do we get it? I'm not really sure. I think because our mission is important. They see value in what we do.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Like, people know that this is a problem. They know that we probably have a solution. Let's get it done. Let's LFG, as they say.
Yeah. And I love that you guys have the mentality of sort of the MVP, creating the MVP product, the minimum viable product, to get it out there, to prove out the model that it works and then take it to the next level. What kind of support do they give you? Are they giving you guys any engineering support, marketing, business plans, like
all of that?
All of it?
All of that. Yeah. They have engineers in residence. They have a marketing team that helps push. And just today, I saw there was a Twitter post about what we are doing from the Stax Fund. I mean, there's several different departments, but all of it, you know, they help us with our pitch decks. They help introduce us to investors. Our demo day, I think you're allowed to sign up now if you're an investor, is June 15th and 16th.
Nice.
So they help with everything because they want to see us succeed, not the least of which they're investing in us. So if we do well, they do well.
They do well, of course, of course. Yeah. And are they only focusing on technology-based companies, or can it be a product-based as well?
They're focused on blockchain technology, Web3.
Yeah.
Stax is like Ethereum, but on Bitcoin. It takes the disruptor of blockchain technology of Bitcoin and then innovates new products around it to distribute it to everybody to make their lives better.
Wow. I love it. I love it. Well, I'll tell you one thing. When you raise money and you are ready to scale and promote your company and take it to the next level, guess what? I help tech companies that get funded millions of dollars and scale and acquire customers, acquire users. I've worked with RetailMeNot. I've worked with Blue Apron. I've worked with Bull and Branch. I've worked with MeUndy. Uh-huh. I've worked with a lot of different tech companies that have, LegalZoom was one of them, that have really disrupted their industries. You know, they either cut out the middle guy or they just really solved major problems. And so, and my job has been to help them spread the word and start acquiring users. And so when you guys get the investment and you need to market, just remember me.
I will.
To help you. I think people need to be aware of Xeer. It needs to be promoted ASAP. And, you know, obviously it's going to take money to do it, but I'll do my best to promote it as much as I can organically. And until then, I hope to see you again.
Thank you. I will definitely remember that, because the more people we can help, is the happier guy I will be.
I love it. I love it, Adam. Thank you. Thank you for joining me today. I know, you know, sharing your story must be hard. It's almost like reliving it over and over. But then seeing you take something so negative and tragic and turning it into something so powerful and positive is just inspiring. Not too many people could do that. So you're an inspiration. I applaud you for that. And I hope you keep up the great work. And if you ever need physical pain relief, let me know. I own a CBD brand. I'll be happy to send you some products. And hopefully, you know, with seizures, our products, seizures, we have a lot of parents who buy it for their children who have seizures and, you know, different.
Yeah, I used to throw the Pennsylvania Hemp Festival years ago. That was a previous business I had.
Okay. Well, I would love to connect with you offline and chat more about that. But let us know. You know, we love sending gifts to our guests, and it's from my other company that I co-founded with my husband. So let me know. I would love to empower you and add relief to your daily routine so that you could do the amazing job that you do.
Thank you. I will take you up on that, promise.
Awesome. Awesome. And again, your information will be in the show notes. So if anyone's interested, they can connect with you directly or just go to xeersafe.com. Thank you so much, Adam.
Thank you very much. What a pleasure. Have a good day.
Same here.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.